opened in this, his last case, curtain. All around me are the crew of 90 with their huge lights and the swinging sound booms, the makeup and hair ladies, the director of photography, the two cameras and their operators, the man with the clapperboard, and, of course, the talented young director, Hetty MacDonald. Now in her late 30s, Hetty's one of Britain's most delicate yet forceful directors, with the capacity to surprise her audience and charm her cast. She directed Blink, which has been called the scariest ever episode of the British television series Doctor Who, in 2007. But she's not here to terrify anyone today. She's here to preside over the death of a fictional icon, a detective as famous as his counterpart Sherlock Holmes, and who has brought every bit as much pleasure to millions around the world. That brings sadness to the air. There's none of the usual banter and laughter of a film unit in action. Our beloved Belgian is dying, and no one can really bear it. Everyone is caught up in the emotion of watching me, as Poirot, pass away in front of their eyes. It doesn't happen at once, however. There are two scenes to be filmed before we get to the denouement, and both of them feature just two actors, Poirot and his old and trusted colleague, Captain Hastings, played by my dear friend, Hugh Fraser. A loud bell echoes across the set to indicate that we're about to shoot. Hugh and I play out the melancholy scene, each knowing that we're nearing the end. Finally, my old friend walks quietly off the set, and I sigh to myself. When the great bell rings to indicate the end of the scene, hardly anyone moves. There's barely a sound. Every person there knows that we're nearing the end of a television era, one of the longest-running series ever, starring a single actor as the main character. Each man and woman working with me is supporting me in every way they can. But we all know there is no avoiding the truth. On the soundstage, outside the set, my wife Sheila is sitting beside the sound man, watching the scene on the video playback. It's the first time she's come to this shoot, because she knows, well, better than anyone, just how difficult it'll be for me to say goodbye to the little man who has inhabited our lives since 1988. I step out of the small set, perched in the middle of the soundstage. Sheila puts her arm round me. We walk away from the group clustered around the set, preparing for the next scene, which will see Poirot bid his final farewell to Hastings. She hugs me, and I hug her back. There's nothing more we can really say. The makeup ladies arrive to check the prosthetics on my hands, which make them look old, and to make sure that I look pretty poorly, as Hetty likes to put it. The truth is that I do feel pretty poorly. I have a cold. I always seem to get an infection when Poirot does. It's mysterious, but it's been happening for years. What would Dr. Freud make of it, I wonder? I played him in a 6-part BBC television series once, and even died for the screen on his own daybed, brought down to the set from his home in Hampstead. But that death was simple compared to this one. This is the death of a dear friend. For years, it has been Poirot and me, and to lose him is a pain almost beyond imagining. Yet as I walk back onto the set, I know I have to clear my mind of everything, of every emotion. I must concentrate on what is about to happen to my old friend and to me. The script for Poirot's last case is written by the British playwright and screenwriter Kevin Elliott, and he's chosen a haunting piece of Chopin to accompany Poirot's last words to Hastings. And now Hetty calls for this to be played in the studio. The gentle, poignant chords surround us all, only serving to intensify the grief in our hearts. The music stops, and I wait for the great bell to ring again, to mark the fact that we're about to shoot. Then I quietly ask if I may have silence for a few moments, just to allow Poirot and me a little peace to collect our thoughts. I will raise a single finger to indicate that the sound should start recording and the cameras roll before Hetty murmurs, "Action." Lying there, I've decided to make my breathing more shallow, to underline the struggle that Poirot